Good morning. My name is Corey Johnson. For all you guys who don't know me, I appreciate this time. I get to share my heart, my thoughts of Jesus, and what's been on my heart lately, and with everything that's been going on, and so it's been so much stuff going on, and I've titled this message, "Where's Your Mercy?" And I've really been thinking about it because you know where my heart is, and I really wanted to understand Jesus more through all, you know, what's everything going on. So I come, you know, coming from Matthew 9 and verse 9, and it says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Now, in some versions, they call them scum. So it's pretty thing. On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go on and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners." And as you know, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he hears what's going on. Everybody's having a good time, and here comes the Pharisees to spoil the party. And with this question, so Jesus kind of, you know, told them, say, "Hey, I want you to show mercy, and I offer sacrifices." And in the NLT, he says, "Hey, go learn the scripture." So I kind of look back and say, okay, where did that come from? And I looked in Hosea, and it's something that God told Hosea, the same thing in Hosea 6. He said, "I want you to show," and NLT says, "show love, not offer sacrifices." And it also says, "For I desire mercy, not sacrifice." So this is something Jesus didn't just make up. This is something that's actually been said before. And my understanding, I really wanted to understand what that meant. So, you know, as reading and focusing on Jesus, understanding what that means is, you know, my tithes and my offering, which I do need to offer and things like that, but that doesn't matter if I'm not offering mercy to others. Amen. And, you know, and as thinking about this is, do we show mercy? Do we show mercy to others? Not just in this room, but outside this room, outside the four walls. You know, when we at work, when we at the grocery store, when we doing our thing, do we show mercy to others? Are you willing to sit with sinners and hear their story? Are you willing to sit with them? You know, not just guess and not just say, well, hey, you know, that's on you, shouldn't have ran or this, that, and the other. Maybe get a better understanding of why they did what they did. You know what I'm saying? But really, ask yourself that, you know, and, you know, are we willing to sit with sinners and just, you know, not have the attitude of, well, you know, for our brothers in this room, do we treat people on the outside like we treat our brothers and sisters in here? Not just say, oh, you're a good brother and sister, you know, you're not like them, but all them other ones, they're criminals and thieves and stuff like that. But do we have that same attitude? Are we willing to sit with people who, let's say, may not or may like the same gender they like? Are we willing to sit and have a conversation with them? You know, are we willing to sit with drug dealers and gangs and prostitutes? You know, remember how it was, you know, when God said in Psalms 103:10, he does not treat us as our sins deserves. Do we treat others as our sins deserve, as their sins deserves? Or do we treat people who may got in some trouble, may not be the cause of their sin? Far as like, oh, well, no wonder that happened to her. Look what she's wearing. That's what happened to her. You know? So do we, you know, God said he don't treat us as sins, you know, and our attitude should be the same as Christ in Philippians 2. And the Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Do we still remember what Christ did for us? And it say, like, when we were, you know, thinking about it or righteous or maybe trying to get in our right mind, he said, while we were still deep down, dirty in our mud, muck, and mire of our sin, Christ went on to die for us. And if God does treat us as our sin deserves, Christ wouldn't have went to the cross. But as I share to you today, as Ephesians 5:1 says, imitate God, therefore, in all that you do, because you are his. Yep. Imitate God. Why? Therefore, in all you do, because you are his. It's not up for discussion. So as we take the bread in the communion today, as we think about what Jesus has done for us and all the things that he did, let's not be like the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18 who just, you know, got forgiven and then just went out and beat somebody up for owing a little less. But let's remember John 3:16, not just John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son. Let's remember John 17 when it says, God sent his son not to condemn the world, but to save it through him. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much just for your son giving us life, showing mercy, showing grace, showing honor, Lord God. As I pray, as we take this bread and the juice, Lord God, remember that all the example that you set, that we are set to imitate you, that we are, our attitude should be the same as yours, Father, and to help others, to help those who are in need, that mercy and a love for others is better than sacrifice. Lord, thank you so much for all you do. So in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.